Hi there, welcome for another edition of Tuesdays with Corey. Today, I've got two announcements that I'd like to make. First of all, we are very excited to have added Debian to our gallery. So you will find now a Debian image available in our gallery as of, I believe, yesterday. And so that has been now made available. And so you should be able to go and deploy that directly into Azure. So that's a pretty exciting thing. So if you are a Debian fan, go hit that up. And that is a new addition to the portal. Okay, the other thing to announce is we actually announced, and it's a limited or sort of a gated preview for the Azure Container Service, or ACS as we call it internally. And so what this does is you'll find, and I'll actually show you here in a little bit, what it actually enables you to do is we have little templates, and these are, again, similar sort of template language that we've been talking about in the past, the Azure Resource Manager, you know, and before we've talked, you can do VMs and networks and so on. But the nice thing about this, and what we'll sort of show you here is this enables you to, basically, it's a new resource, container service. And what this will do is it actually allows you to pick a few options. It picks you the size and sort of how you want to deploy this thing. But what it actually does is it spins up a set of virtual machines based on sort of the configuration that you want to apply that will then deploy on top of it a container-based solution. So we actually, in the one I'll show you here, we'll deploy on top of this Mesos and then enable you to deploy actually Marathon or Kronos on top of this. And so you've got this fully functioning experience to then be able to deploy these sets of virtual machines and be able to deploy this experience right on top. And it deploys the whole thing for you. So it's very, very exciting. It spins up the virtual machines, configures them, puts our little agent down to be able to configure all of this aspect, all of this container solution on top. And you can do it to deploy containers at your heart's content. And so you can also, of course, you can deploy Docker containers there. And we also do have the support for Swarm on top of this as well. And so you do have the capability to deploy on top of this and make your Swarm solution work. And again, similar sort of thing, Docker and containers all the way around. And so very cool, very exciting. I'm going to actually show you a little bit of what this looks like right now. So here you can see I'm in a location of GitHub where we're actually storing some of these templates that we've been playing with. And here we have the template that will deploy the container service with a Mesos orchestrator and Marathon Kronos. And so it has pictures of sort of what this looks like. And so you can see it deploys Jumpbox and the set of masters and, of course, then deploys the agent instances as well. And so you can see sort of how it's configured. And actually, the load balancer will automatically configure based on what you've deployed here. And so what's really cool, of course, is that you can go in and see and take a look at what these templates look like. And so let me actually pull that up and I can zoom down here a little bit and see sort of what I've got here for template. Oop, zoomed down too far here. There we go. So very small template, actually, as it turns out. And so here you can see this is the container service. And so you can go in here and configure this or the orchestrator type and sort of the details of that solution, including sort of the profiles, how you want to connect. So there's, you know, the SSH details and so on. And the details of your jump box. And so this will configure the whole thing. We'll pull down the latest bits for Mesos and launch them onto the box. And so we have this example, and we also do have actually the Swarm example as well. And so you can deploy the Swarm example here. And a little bit different of a picture, given it sort of it is the Swarm solution. And so it will also pull down the latest for Swarm and configure that. So really cool, really easy to get going and deploy, really just a great example of the what the new container service is going to be possible to do in the future. And it's very, very cool to see all of that capability there and the power that we can enable with the container service and yet using some of the functionality the same, since we're pulling the latest bits straight down, you can use the same tooling that you're using. So, you know, if you're already working with Marathon, it's going to be very easy and very simple for you to go in and really play with that in a sort of a very simple way. So really, really exciting stuff. What's great is you should please go in and sign up now and sort of get your name on the list. We are letting people in as capacity becomes available. So we're letting people in, seeing how it goes. It's going to continue to grow, right? That's sort of the fun part of the preview period. Hopefully we will actually grow this out quite a bit over the next few weeks and let more and more folks in. So please go put your name on. We'll let you know when you're in and please have fun with it. So thanks so much for your time. If you have any questions, we only have a few episodes left before the end of the year. So, but if you do have any questions, please go ahead and hit me up on the Twitter with Azure TWC. And so do ask questions, comments, feedback, thoughts, whatever it may be. So please come on and do that, and we'll see you next time. So thanks again. Have a good day. So, like I said, you can go. Please sign up. We do have. We're bringing people in, sort of as the service starts to scale out. We're adding more and more folks to it, and we'll be excited to have you join. Should go back up here, and I should probably say a few of those things maybe again.
Say it again. Yeah.
Okay. Right.